I'm sitting here in my sukkah in Baltimore on the third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, wishing everybody a good moed and a good bench tour. As we all know, we welcome the Ushpizin into our sukkah. Each day, a new Ushpizin comes and joins us: Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David HaMelech. I was thinking on the day of Yitzchak about the slicha, which we say in our slichos tefilos, and we say Misha Ana liYitzchak beno kishenekad agabi hamizbeach huya anenu. The one who answered Yitzchak, his son, the son of Avraham, when he was bound on the mizbeach, may he answer us. What does this mean? Do we see any kind of tefila that Yitzchak Avinu was saying, was davening to Hashem when he was about to be offered as a korban ola? And does it mean possibly that he was asking Hashem to intervene and save his life? We don't see anything like that. What was the tefillah and what was the answer from Hashem? Each of the avos involved in the Akedah, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, had a very different nisayon. One was the father, one was the son, one was the makriv, the other would be the nikrav. But there's something else, and that is the way they went into the nisayon. Avraham Avinu had 3 days thinking about what was about to happen. Vayehi bayom hashlishi, the Torah says, for 3 full days, Avraham Avinu was considering the upcoming Akedah, going into it b'lev shalem all the way through without even a shemetz of doubt. And the Chachamim tell us that the Satan was putting up one roadblock after another in front of Avraham Avinu, making it difficult to try and get there, and also trying to cause Avraham Avinu to question himself internally. Was that really what Hashem wanted? Does he want me to shecht my own son? But with a completely pure heart and mind, Avraham Avinu went forward for 3 full days up to the Akedah. With Yitzchak Avinu, it's totally different. He doesn't know that he's about to be the Akedah until almost the very end. And he says to his father, Aye Haseh La'olah, where's the Seh? Where's the lamb? And Avraham Avinu says to him, Elokim Yiralo Haseh La'olah B'ni. And the Chachamim, the Meforshim, tell us that it's over here that Yitzchak realizes he is the Korban, La'olah B'ni. It's not almost until the end that Yitzchak Avinu finds out. He's coming into it from a completely different place than Avraham Avinu, who has known about this for 3 days. You know what happens to us when all of a sudden we're confronted with something at the very last minute and we have to figure out what to do? We often get flustered, we get confused, we're not sure how to proceed, we don't have enough time to think about it. That's the position that Yitzchak Avinu was in. But we don't find in any way that Yitzchak was flustered, and on the contrary, he's completely present. And the Chachamim say to us, and we say this in our slichos as well, that he says to his father, tie me up tight, because maybe I might flinch and I'll be a pasul korban. So make sure I'm completely bound up. Nekad. Yitzchak Avinu, how did he do that? How was he able to have such presence of mind, just finding out at the last minute that he is the korban? I think it has to be that Yitzchak Avinu was always prepared. This was not a chiddush that he was prepared. Every moment of his life, he was prepared. And when a person leads their life in that way, the next thing Hashem wants from them is simply the next thing Hashem wants from them. Not simply easy, but simply straightforward. Yitzchak Avinu was always prepared. So those are 2 very different ways of going in to the Nisayon. Avraham with 3 full days of considering it, and Yitzchak with just perhaps a few minutes. And the Torah says, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav. They went together, and Yachdav means they both went in with a completely pure heart, coming from very, very different places in the Akedah Yitzchak. Okay, now, what is Yitzchak's tefillah? I think that Yitzchak's tefillah is, please Hashem, let me be a kosher korban. let me be a proper Korban. Don't let me do anything, even unintended, even a flinch, that will possible the Korban. We don't find that Yitzchak Avinu was asking for his life to be saved. On the contrary, he was davening that he should be a Korban pure and holy up to Hashem, and he was an Ola Tamima. Hashem actually granted his request, because we say that the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu is standing up there in Shemayim before Hashem. How could that be? Machshav Tova Mitzaref L'Maisa. When a person has a thought to do a mitzvah and something from the outside prevents them from doing it, it's ki'ilu they did the mitzvah. Yitzchak Avinu was fully prepared to be the Akedah. He's even called an Ola Tamima, and something external to him prevented this. The Malach called out to Avram Avinu, don't do this. Yitzchak Avinu, it's ki'ilu he was offered on the Mizbeach, because Machshav Tova Mitzaref L'Maisa. And the Zechus of the Akedah is ki'ilu he was actually slaughtered on the Mizbeach. So I think this is the meaning of Misha Ana L'Yitzchak Beno Kishaneka L'Gabe HaMizbeach Hu Ya'anenu. He who answered Yitzchak, who davened that he should be a worthy korban to Hashem and was answered by that, even though his life was spared, his answer was full. Hu Ya'anenu. Please, Hashem, answer us. And perhaps we can keep this in mind, that whenever we do our own avodas Hashem, that our tefillah should be to Hashem, may it be l'ratzon lefanecha. May our avodas Hashem, our davening, our learning, our mitzvos, our ma'asim tovim, our midos tovos, where we treat other people, may it all be l'ratzon, kosher v'tov, before you, Hashem, not posel avoda, but kosher avodas Hashem, in the footsteps of Yitzchak Avinu. A git moed to everybody, and a git gebench dior.